What's up, people? This is Eddie from the Filmlosphers here for another special episode of Extra Credit. As you hear my co-host giggling in the background, that's right, we have another nonsensical, very loose conversation to have.
Nonsensical?
Yes, I'm on his side this time.
As I am your host, Eddie Villanueva, and alongside me, as always, is my co-host, Spencer Wright Holiday Thinking Williams.
Hey, what's up?
Also with us is the Grinch who can't tell
I'm
movies from
Grinch.
Intern no. Amy.
Yeah, I'm here, but no, you're mean. That's
yeah.
mean.
Oh, this conversation's really going to get heavily one-sided. So we got a great show in store as we're going to be talking about what exemplifies a holiday movie. This seems like a very straight black and white question, but conversations at this table has essentially caused us to have to hit the record button
again
and make us kind of revisit this in a way that you would think makes most sense to most people. But
no.
Hey, it is what it is. So
no.
we'll dive into that in a sec. But before we do, you can check us out over on our website at filmlosphers.com. There we got over 300 episodes of anything, any conversation you're looking for regarding movies, whether if it's action, romance, holiday movies, anything you're looking for, we got it. Head over to our website at filmlosphers.com. You can also check us out wherever podcasts are streaming, whether if it's iTunes, Google Play, Libsyn, Player FM, Audioboom, Spotify, Pandora, TuneIn, iHeart. You can tune into your heart's desire. Listen to us there. Look up The Filmlosophers. Give us a follow. Give us a subscribe. Tune in to us and let us know what you think. Give us a 5-star review if you think we've earned it. I know we have.
We have.
We have. You can also check us out over at the socials at Facebook, over at facebook.com/filmlosophers, and on Twitter and Instagram at filmlosophy101. There you can check out our posts that we have on our pages, as well as interact with us by dropping a line in the comment section down below. this conversation is going to be completely wackadoo because...
Wackadoo. Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Really wackadoo from you, A2 Spencer.
I'm saying it's a crazy conversation. We're not even supposed to be recording this.
We finished one episode. We're doing another one. Darn it.
Let me
about your ears, people. Turn it down.
Let me paint a picture for you listeners right now.
Poorly paint a picture.
So...
I feel like I was
driving back to my apartment from work, and I remembered, hey, we're going to record tonight, and I just wanted to give intern Amy a heads up. So I called her and I said, what are you up to? And she goes, oh, I'm just watching a movie I put on. You know, it's just this movie with Cary Elwes
and Brooke Shields.
And Brooke
it
Shields.
Happened to be Brooke Shields, so, but I don't care
so
about Brooke Shields.
Cary I'm Elwes. Like, oh,
I'm in it for
Eric. Anyways. Anyway, I asked her, okay, well, what's it called? And she goes, it's called A Castle for Christmas. I say, you're already watching Christmas movies? And she says, no, it's not a Christmas movie.
It's not.
And so I'm trying to get the gist of this. And essentially it's about a lord in Scotland who has a castle that he's trying to maintain and brings in somebody who wants to rent a room, an American who happens to be Brooke Shields.
No.
Either way, someone comes to the castle
during like the end of summer,
and so Amy's argument
she
is that
stayed there for 6 months.
Yeah, that like the entire
expensive.
Thing is
yeah.
like from the end of. So she's like, here's the extra part that we missed. Brooke Shields in this movie is some bigfalutin author. She's just put out her most recent book. It's like people. She's got backlash. She's like, I'm gonna go to Scotland. My family's from Scotland. We should go there. No one's gonna know me.
None of that's
she
important
shows
because
up.
The fact remains.
Yeah, she
is
shows
that-
up, and it's the end of summer, and there's all that time. So
from
during
summer,
that time,
so at the end of summer, which is about June, July, which is about August, this woman stays with Cary Elwes.
After
all
she
the
signs
way
a contract saying that she's
going to
buy, she's
going
to buy
the
castle,
and,
excuse
me,
Christmas,
I will turn
he's
you
going to leave.
Okay, good. Keep talking. yeah, I turned you down because this is ridiculous. Why are you mouth agape?
Rude. See? I win.
So what I'm saying is,
I can't even hear myself.
How can you not hear yourself?
I can't hear myself there. Now I can.
So ultimately, this movie, she stated, is about an hour 20, hour 25 long. The last 40 minutes of this movie takes place during Christmas.
Okay, it could be roughly 30. I didn't like clock what the time is for credit run.
So Amy is saying that because only the last 40, 30 minutes of this movie take place during entirely one season, it is not considered a Christmas movie, even though Christmas is in the name of the title.
It is in the name. I have a question I didn't bother to ask you before.
Yes.
Does this movie end on Christmas?
Yeah. Because, like, I vaguely remember the end.
Why? Where is this baby? Come on.
Well, so it ends like it ends. Ends.
Here's
actually
what I'm gonna do.
So here's the thing. No. So because they like kiss and it's like we're gonna be together and it happens to be like, okay, that's Christmas, and then it jumps to like 6 months later where she's on the Drew Barrymore show talking about her brand new book. So technically, it doesn't like, is and that's the weird part for me.
Here's the thing. Okay. And I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt here.
Oh Lord.
Okay.
I'm getting benefits.
You are getting benefits. They're just not paid for. Yep. So what do you exemplify as a holiday centric movie?
Something. So to harken back to our Halloween extra credit episode, part of our caveat was that it had to focus on the holiday that it surrounded.
Those are my caveats.
Those are your caveats.
So you both argued about that profusely.
Because
it was hard to look up.
Yeah, and I wanted to do, like, one of the movies I wanted to do, which did not meet all the caveats, was Song of the Sea, where literally the second and third act took place on Halloween, but it did not have a big emphasis on Halloween. Like, you could watch it whenever and not realize it was taking place on Halloween. So
I'm not asking for my, you know, kind of parameters for a holiday. I'm asking, what do you consider a holiday movie?
Kind of like that, where the focus of the movie is the holiday. And I'm talking like, if it's an hour and 40, the hour at plus is holiday focus, not like, oh, we're doing most of it and it has nothing to do with Christmas, and then those last 30 minutes we're like, but bam, it's Christmas. Like, no, I don't feel like that's for me.
Here's the thing.
Spencer's giving me the eye, so I want to hear Spencer talk about this.
I love everything about Spencer right now, like every look that he's giving you, because it's like this is crazy.
Crazy. I know, that's why I said thank you,
because in my mind, I would feel like any movie, and mind you, the parameters I set for our show was for our show. That was for the focus of what we were trying to achieve for that episode. That does not mean that exemplifies what I define as a holiday-centric or holiday-themed movie. My thoughts are, if the pinnacle of the film, or the climactic moments, or the crescendo, if you will, of this film takes place predominantly during a specific season, then that exemplifies it as a holiday film. Take, for instance, every single freaking movie on Lifetime or Hallmark leads up to Christmas.
Mistletoes and menorahs all day, Spencer.
You're not helping your argument.
I know I'm not, but I'm entertained.
Well, at least that makes one of us. We're just perplexed.
I mean, Spencer's laughing, though, so maybe that is entertainment.
Okay, so here's the thing. Like, I feel like your definition kind of adds in a lot of confusion where there wasn't for me.
Initially.
Okay, so, like, here's a question. What about Tim Allen's The Santa Claus? Because isn't
it takes
that
place all year long.
A lot of that movie takes place during the not Christmassy
part. So the initial part does take place on Christmas and Christmas Eve. So we get that, and then we get the middle where he's kind of building up, and then it goes back to Christmas. And then the other ones, when you go down the
Stop. How does that differ than the movie that you're watching?
Because this is a cap of beginning Christmas. and Christmas.
You but just said the middle that thing. Doesn't have Christmas.
But how long is the middle?
I what?
How, I'm sorry. The first, not even the whole first act. Oh. Hold on, I gotta give Spencer a moment because he might need his inhaler after that statement. Amy's crying at the end of the table. See if we get her to snort. Yeah, she's trying hard not to snort.
I'm not going to snort.
So hold on, because in the Santa Claus movie, the first act or half of the first act takes place on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. The rest of the movie is during the year. The last act is like maybe 20 minutes of the Christmas Eve part again. No, because all year long he's planning and he's getting ready. He's, you know, the lunches during his meetings and all this. Like, he's preparing for that moment.
But he's also in full Santa Claus, like, chubbiness, too.
He's building but towards it.
The regular year.
Yeah.
He's still embodying Santa.
Wait. Okay. So, okay, now I'm being confused about your own point. I thought that it wouldn't have mattered if he's Santa.
Because it took place.
See, and that's the thing where we have to like separate the.
No. Now you're trying to like wiggle your way out of this because no, that's squirm, not how you defined
squirm
it.
Squirm my way. I do not wiggle. I squirm my way. And that's the thing that we're talking about. Santa versus a holiday, which is he's like the representation of the holiday.
Okay, wait a minute. I have no.
So because, like so. Oh, okay. So. Guardians, the Rise of the Guardians.
No, that's not a holiday movie.
I don't count that as a holiday movie, but there's a whole bunch of holiday people that are in it.
It's not about a holiday. It's about the circumstances around it. Because then it would be a Christmas, Easter, and lose a tooth day type of movie.
But guess what? Each of those holidays are in there, huh?
Lose okay. a tooth day? I'm sorry, that's not there's a holiday.
Christmas last time I Christmas is sorry, represented
I'm
in
lose
there.
A tooth day.
I'm gonna call my job, say, hey, I can't come in tomorrow. My religion celebrates lose a tooth day. So
dentists, wherever you are, please back me up on this.
Don't be an anti-dentite. So, so rude. So, Spencer, hold on. Okay, you were gonna say something.
Yeah. All right. So by that logic, if you had a movie that was just Santa Claus on summer vacation, that is a Christmas movie? Because you said because Santa Claus is in it and represents Christmas, therefore that would be a Christmas movie.
I mean, I would probably not watch it on Christmas, but it could be a Christmas movie.
Oh my God.
I mean, like the ridiculousness of Mary-Kate and Ashley's Olsies over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house is technically considered a Christmas movie.
You need to go out for like the NFL or for Major League Soccer because you can sidestep like nobody's business.
I can't run that
like,
fast.
It's like... You don't even need to run that fast. The quickness that you're trying to sidestep all of these kind of, you know, moments of your logic, it's incredible. Because it doesn't make sense. Like, you take Elf, for instance. Elf starts when Will Ferrell's character is a baby in an orphanage and is raised years and years and years and years at the North Pole to become an elf. And then he ends up going to New York.
During Christmas.
But what about all the time prior to that?
We don't even really see that.
But it's a part of the movie.
Yeah, no.
Okay, no. That's another question. When is Christmas?
To you.
Are we talking the day or are we talking when we celebrate? No, the holiday. Because, so like, here's an example. Okay, for me, when we talk about spooky season, I'm like, end of September all the way to like the second or third day of November, I consider spooky season like tradition, like Halloween still exists, like can exist in its fullness there.
Halloween is 364 days a year except for Christmas.
Says the man there. And then like, so for me, another thing is I am like, okay, Thanksgiving all the way up until like the last weekend in November, that is like prime Thanksgiving, whatever in there. Christmas starts for me on December 1st and ends on December 31st. That's where it lives in my headspace.
Uh-huh. So you're saying all your movies have to live in that space of time for them to be considered Christmas movies?
They have to, yeah. That's where I kind
that
of...
That already like contradicts what you said already previous.
Oh, well then...
Because to Spencer's point about the Santa Claus...
Yeah.
It takes place during the majority of his regular year.
The thing that we're also fighting against is the fact that he's a representation of a holiday and he's going about his general business in the rest of the days. Like
he's Scott Calvin for a good part of the movie, like two, 2/3, maybe 3/4 of it, he is Scott Calvin until he really takes on the persona.
But it doesn't look like a little weight to you.
As Scott Calvin, yeah.
Spencer has more questions.
No, I'm in listening mode before.
Oh, okay, okay.
With any questions,
is it maybe because of the fact that you were caught before Thanksgiving watching a Christmas movie that you're trying to really? Because that's what it sounds like.
It is not. Okay, this is not like me doing. I'd like when we did the Christmas episode where we were like our season of suffering, like where we watched things that were specifically aimed at being terrible Christmas movies because Lifetime has it
like the one that you're watching today.
It was not a Christmas movie, and I mean, it was it just like
it had
Carrie Ewells was in it, so there's some money coming back behind like, that
here's
one.
The thing.
And Scottish people, like actual I will turn Scottish you down people. Again.
So help me, God. I feel like the most obvious answer to any of this is if you have a Christmas centric word or the word Christmas in the title, it is deemed a Christmas movie.
And the only exception I would put on that is if the word Christmas referred to a person and it was like something.
Exactly. Does that not ring any sense of logic?
I just didn't feel it was a Christmas movie.
They were singing Christmas carols in the movie.
I didn't experience it.
It doesn't matter.
Wait a minute. You're imposing your own watching experience on this movie, despite the movie trying to throw things in your face that are specifically Christmas.
Remember, she's a professional sidestepper, so just saying.
Because it's not like there's like Thanksgiving carolers that go around.
They could. There's
what
a
song are they singing?
What are they going to sing?
It's Turkey Lurkey Time.
What the heck is Turkey Lurkey Time?
My phone is dead, but I would play it. No, there's an entire song about there's a Thanksgiving song. There are Thanksgiving carols, Spencer. I'm not even lying. You're going to have to look up Turkey Lurkey Time because
my computer died.
I feel like
that's supposed to be in this lane.
I feel like those are the songs that teachers make up just so that kids have something to sing around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, sounds like it.
I mean, they could.
You're not helping your argument here.
I'm not having an argument here. You guys are just yelling at me
because you are completely changing.
I like me. Spencer laughed, though, so I'm getting like totally okay with this. It makes me happy. I know you're getting a headache. See, there was the sigh. It's Turkey Lurkey Time.
No.
This sounds so fake.
I feel like we need to get you a paper, like a brown piece of construction paper around your head with colorful little circles attached to it. Yeah, to make you the turkey hats that you would have to wear.
Oh, I forgot about the turkey hats. This could just be Adam's Family Values, you know, a summer camp all over again.
Those were Native Americans that they were dressed up as.
Yes, and there were pilgrims as well. They put one on a turkey.
We do not appropriate culture like that. I'm sorry.
I'm Native American, but thanks.
You're probably about as much Native American as that movie that you saw was not a Christmas movie. So, just saying.
I think I'm less than that, to be very honest.
So, okay. Give us an example of movies that you feel have Christmas in it, but are not Christmas movies.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, the one I just watched.
That doesn't count.
I wanted to check and see if that one would.
Because I'm all ears.
See, like, and that's I don't want to bring up the great debate of Die Hard because it takes place on Christmas, but there's not, besides now I have a machine gun, ho, 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 and they're at a Christmas party. There's not like Christmas.
So back to Spencer's question, because I don't think she really answered it. Do you not consider Die Hard a Christmas movie?
I don't know, because I saw it 2 weeks before Christmas when I first saw it, and that was the question that just started. That is the thing Spencer just riotously was the thing that started this episode, and you're like, put on your headphones, we going.
So is it around the time frame when you see it? Is it a Christmas movie only when you deem it is a Christmas movie?
Isn't that how it always works?
No.
Well, I don't
not
consider,
at all.
I don't consider the Star Wars special to be a Christmas thing.
Nobody does. It's a holiday special.
Yeah, which they define it like some people define it as a Christmas special and not just a holiday special, even though Wookiee Life Day is November 19th?
Listen, sidestepper, I get you're trying to...
One, two, step.
Can you give us a movie where Christmas is a part of it, but it's not a Christmas movie.
Now I have to like dig into the annals of my brain.
Well, apparently you can't seem to differentiate between a movie that is a Christmas themed movie, or at least a Christmas focus, or has a Christmas centric.
Would Babes in Toyland count?
That's a Christmas movie.
What? I never thought that was a Christmas movie.
Babes in Toyland, the one with Keanu Reeves singing about Cincinnati.
You remember that one. There's two versions.
How can I forget that
There's version? Two versions of that movie. There's one with Annette Funicello.
Okay, what about The Grinch Stole Christmas? Most of that, like the Jim Carrey one, most of that doesn't take place on Christmas.
I thought it did.
Duh.
Yeah.
That
one does.
It's around Christmas time, yeah. But it builds up to it.
Yeah, but I think that's like happening in the month that's Christmas. Jim Carrey, if you're listening, can you please confirm or deny this for us?
I don't want to have him just send in an audio clip of him laughing. Like
that would be so nice to have, yeah, though. That would be really cool. And if he's just like laughing and he goes,
like,
no.
Jim Carrey laughed at me. I'm like, that's pretty awesome.
So we still have yet to hear your answer.
Yeah, we're going to need a movie.
Well, and I'm trying to, I don't have my phone and I can't even think.
You have your laptop right there.
That's going to take so much time to turn it back on and log in. And now yet, just,
this could be and happening while
it could be talking. Happening and I could try. And then you're like, see, Amy, this is the reason why you're still an intern. Like,
Babes in Toyland is a 1961 American Christmas musical film.
It's a Christmas musical? I never thought that it was.
How? Why not? That's. I thought it was very specifically Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I just like oblivious?
Yep. yeah.
Harry Potter series.
But it's not like it's not centric around it.
Only one like scene takes place during Christmas.
It's like maybe five minutes.
Yeah.
Well, and see, like You've Got Mail. People have written that as like a holiday movie, like a Christmas movie. It's not even a Christmas. But I think it's because of Shop Around the Corner was originally like a Christmas. It was happening at Christmas. So, but I wouldn't count that one as one.
When the evil Barnaby interferes in the wedding of Tom Piper and Mary Contrary, it sets off a chain of events that lead Tom, Mary, and her siblings to Toyland, where they must help the toy maker build things for Christmas.
Oh. Well, I did that wrong.
Yeah, Babes in Toyland, a Christmas movie.
Well, and I never thought it was, so that is totally my bad. How about Batman Returns? It's all snowy, but there ain't no Christmas.
There's no focus on Christmas at all in that movie.
Yeah.
So you think that is a Christmas movie?
No, I don't think that's
a Christmas movie. So we're trying to wonder what you consider not a Christmas movie with Christmas in it.
Well,
with a Christmas focus in it. Because there's, in your movie that you saw, there is a substantial focus on the Christmas season in the movie. Is there not? They're literally singing Christmas carols. Brooke Shields is essentially trying to woo, you know, Carrie Ulz into, you know, having a wonderful Christmas for the townsfolk in the castle. Is that not a main point of the plot?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm needing your help here, Amy. Like, seriously.
I'm trying and it's frustrating because also part of me is getting distracted by everything else that's open on my computer. So hold on, I'm closing all that. Oh, so don't worry about it. You know how this happens. You see the windows. Like, so see, and that's so like with You've Got Mail, there's that in the first like the first act and a half is happening over a series of holidays.
It's during fall.
Yes. And then they have Christmas when it culminates.
Christmas doesn't happen until the middle of the movie when the midst of what she's going through with losing her business is happening.
Yeah, and then
because you remember the whole like Miranda comes and says, oh, I'll do whatever I can. And it's during Christmas time. And Birdie goes by the window
and she sees that
that's
she's
the in the middle of the movie.
Yeah, but I
but it's not a focus.
But I wouldn't consider that a Christmas
movie. It's not a Christmas movie.
Well, that's like, and see, there's
like, the Christmas part of that only is like 5-10 minutes long.
Well, see, here's one that it will be a lot of contention for people that have actually seen the movie Love Actually, because it's taking place before Christmas, like before all the holidays, and it's still culminating around holidays, like in the middle.
Is the crescendo of the movie, does it take place during Christmas?
No, I believe it takes place after Christmas because it's a whole bunch of colliding stories that are happening all at once, and it's after.
During Christmas?
No, it's after the holidays.
I feel like, so here's the problem. I haven't seen this movie, so I can't argue with you on this one.
But see,
for the fact that I, everything that I've seen about it does look like it focuses either on the idea of Christmas time, the idea of gathering during Christmas time, or the idea of gift giving during Christmas time. I feel like that should culminate in the kind of crescendo of Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't. What about the holiday? Well, but see, it takes an entire other year and it ends on New Year's. And then I wouldn't count that as a Christmas movie, but the holiday with Jack Black and...
Because it's not about the holiday, it's about the holiday vacation.
But it's also taking place on Christmas.
Yeah, but I don't see that as a Christmas movie.
You don't either.
I've only seen it maybe the one or two times.
Yeah.
I've
not seen it, so I can't comment.
Oh, darn it. The last holiday with Queen Latifah?
That takes place during Christmas time.
Yeah, but the focus isn't on, like, I don't consider that another, a Christmas movie.
That's another kind of play on words where, you know, she thinks it's she's dying and holiday is another word for vacation.
Yeah.
And she is holidaying in European country.
But it's a Christmas time, like, movie, and I still don't consider that a Christmas movie.
It's just a play on words.
I know, but that's, like, I'm talking about specific setting.
Someone could easily look at that and say, yeah, that could be a Christmas movie.
No, I don't.
Yeah, but you're also the one with a skewed view of what constitutes as a Christmas movie.
I'm just optimistic about having an opportunity to watch all sorts of things, regardless of what time period it is.
That still doesn't
Except
define...
Except Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's a hardcore Christmas movie.
What about Santa Claus is Coming to Town?
Fred Astaire.
Do you have a thing for Fred Astaire? Is that
I like Fred Astaire.
But that didn't sound like you liked him.
No, I like Fred Astaire. That man can dance. Well, could dance. Yeah, I mean, I technically do. Like, that's the thing that almost all, I think I almost said Courier and Ives again. Yep. The Rankin and Bass, most of the Rankin and Bass movies are considered Christmas movies. Even The Year Without Santa Claus, which primarily takes the majority of the time to not be in Christmas, but it has a focus of Santa Claus. So it is a Christmas movie? I don't know. I just, like, I didn't think that this movie was going to be a problematic.
No, you didn't think that you could... you would have to argue the fact that you don't think that this Christmas movie is a Christmas movie
because it's aimed what's at the being name a of the,
what's the what's the title of the
rom-com.
Movie what's the title of the movie
A Castle for Christmas.
I rest my case.
No,
there's not even a person named Christmas in that movie.
True.
I could just call, you know, Carrie Eels' character Christmas.
That's not
his name.
You guys don't even know what his name is.
Oh, I got IMDb right here. Give me 2 seconds.
We have the internet. We can find out.
Just because you're without a phone doesn't mean...
Well, this is The Year Without Santa Claus.
A Castle for Christmas. Carrie Ulz's name is Miles. And he's...
Miles Christmas.
Wait, oh my God. How does it on IMDb, how does it define itself?
Spencer, I'm sorry, but that defines as a Christmas movie, right?
Amy,
this
poster is the most Christmassy thing.
I didn't even see the poster. Is there like a Christmas poster?
It's very
I can't turn around just because of the way the setup is. But yeah,
it's super. You can't send me a picture of it because my phone is dead, sir.
No, I'm gonna.
Oh, you're gonna pull it up that way.
It's like very definitively this movie considers itself a Christmas movie.
I mean, would Gremlins isn't a Christmas movie.
No. Hold on. There you go.
Oh, no. I made a boo-boo.
Yes, you did. I mean, see, like, from his kilt to her wrapping to the Christmas trees in the background to the lights.
I didn't know that was there because that's not what they showed.
Okay.
To the Christmas wreath.
So Spencer.
It was called Castle for Christmas.
Spencer, they were also showing as like the thumbnail for it. They were showing like the Scottish Highlands in a castle. They weren't showing Christmas trees.
I don't know what the weather is in Scotland. I don't
really
know if that's
nice
standard.
On occasion. I hear it's green. I've never been to Scotland either, but I didn't know. Marketing be damned. My feelings are hurt.
No, it's fine. Amy.
What? What is happening on the other side of this table?
Netflix lied to me.
Wait a minute. Was this in the Christmas category?
No.
Hold on.
It was in the rom-com section.
Oh no, if you sort of check the tags.
It was in the rom-com section.
No.
I'm sad now.
Aww.
This is like as bad as listening to Mariah Carey, "All I Want for Christmas Is You."
Oh my gosh.
Single all the way, A California Christmas, A Christmas Prince, Royal Treatment. These are all Christmas movies.
A Royal Treatment does not sound like a Christmas movie.
It depends on what the treatment is.
Well, yeah. And the thing is, I don't know what the cover of that looks like. And if it looks like a Christmas movie, I'd avoid
this,
it.
The thing is this, the thing over here for Netflix is still the same.
It's the same poster!
It wasn't for me.
What?
It wasn't for me.
Okay, so what this really sounds like, what happened is...
Netflix lied to me.
No, Netflix like found out, she doesn't like Christmas movies that are kind of Christmas-esque, so we need to switch out the poster with something more generic. Netflix does that.
They're mean.
And then they it's like that old man with the dollar at the end of the pose, like, gotcha. Like,
I didn't know.
I want to take a look at your Netflix and see how
okay,
different it is.
It's a lot of K-dramas.
Yes,
but
it is.
But there's one K-drama that they changed the poster for, and it's literally, so originally it was the two main characters and they was just walking down a street, and that's like, okay, cool. Mm. Most of them look like that. Now they changed it to the title, which is called Hometown Cha-Cha, go figure. And it's a picture of a hedgehog. And I'm like, the hedgehog isn't even the linchpin in this K-drama. Like, no. What did you do, Netflix? But they've been doing that a lot.
Well, they probably figured out, oh, you like animals.
Maybe. No, I didn't want to watch that one again. It was good, but no. It didn't have Christmas in it either.
Oh, no.
No, that I know of. I watched it.
I don't know if you did, to be honest.
Don't trust me. It's almost my birthday. Wait, when is this coming out?
Who knows?
No.
I have no idea.
Oh.
But
probably closer to Christmas, which I mean to be in December.
In December, okay. Yes. So I can get behind that.
So if there's anything that you've learned out of this conversation, Amy.
Netflix lies.
Okay, that's the truth. Okay. But
don't trust the trailers.
What about your
Spencer is right.
What about your view on movies in terms of holiday?
I should have someone hold my hand while I select things?
It sounds like, that actually sounds like a good idea.
I've shamed Spencer and forever I wear a black mark upon my soul.
No.
You took off your glasses and you haven't put them back on.
Don't look at my face.
But you're next to me at the table.
Well, that wraps up another fun episode of Extra Credit. Again, you can check us out on our website at filmlossifers.com. You can also check us out on the socials, where we are at Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And you can check us out wherever podcasts are streaming. This was a very...
This was something.
I'm overheating.
I haven't seen you turn this red in a long while, so...
I'm overheating. And you're drinking eggnog, so everybody's out of the closet now.
What? What?
Anyway.
I don't drink eggnog before December, but anyway.
Well, that wraps up another great episode. So, Spencer.
This has been Extra Credit with the Film Philosophers. We'll catch you next time.
That'll do.